from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, there's the Pirates, but of course the Steelers are today going to make a lot of noise, as is every team, as they cut a bunch of players. I think they cut like 11 or 12 yesterday, and so now they're down to 80, I think. So now they've got to get from 80 to 53. Is that the number we're looking at?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a far cry from previous years, Paul, where you would cut somebody after, what, the first preseason game, a couple rounds of cuts.
Yeah.
Then there would be a big wave of cuts after, I think, the second preseason game, back when there was four.
Now they do it all.
All at once.
I'm looking at Ray Fittipaldo's. I'm looking at Ray Fittipaldo's projected 53-man roster, and there's not really many surprises on any of these on any level here. It's pretty clear Kyle Allen's going to make it as the third quarterback, right? They're not going to cut it. They got to keep three. He's clearly their third guy, so that's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear that, like, for instance, he has a third running back, Cordarrelle Patterson, but they brought him in to be a kick returner, so he's going to be the third running back,
well,
right?
I think he's going to get some reps at running back, too. They're going to use him as a gadget guy.
He will, but my point is he's obviously making the team, but not because he's a running back.
Correct.
He's there. Now, the receivers, you know, Pickens, Van Jefferson, Roman Wilson, I think 100% were going to make the roster. I don't know that there's any surprise in Calvin Austin, right? I think he's going to make it.
He'll make it.
Scotty Miller, though, is making it.
See, I actually put out a 53-man roster projection yesterday that we talked about on the show. I think it's just five wide receivers that they keep, and they keep an extra offensive lineman. And that Dez Fitzpatrick is that fifth wide receiver.
Yeah, well, he has six. And he has Dez Fitzpatrick making it as the sixth receiver. So it's going to be interesting. Dez Fitzpatrick does add a little special teams. And his view is Calvin Austin does not, but I can't imagine they're going to cut Calvin Austin. You know what I mean?
There's no chance they cut Calvin Austin.
No.
1%.
The tight ends, Pat Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward, no question. He has Mykole Pruitt making it.
Yeah, I think they're going to use Connor Hayward more as a fullback slash tight end than just a strictly tight end. This is kind of what we saw last year. And Pruitt, and they're going to run a lot of two tight end looks. And
right.
Pruitt is more of a pass-catching tight end than Darnell Washington is, at least at this point. So I expect them to keep all four of those guys.
Okay, four tight ends. Offensive linemen, Broderick Jones, James Daniel, Zach Frazier, Isaac Simalo, Dan Moore, Troy Fontenot, Mason McCormick. I think those guys are all, you know, no questions. The other two he has is Ryan McCollum and Spencer Anderson.
Right. Yeah, because Dylan Cook is now hurt and is diagnosed as out for, I think, just a couple weeks.
Right. I mean, I think that honestly, this is one of the most intriguing seasons I can remember in recent Steelers history, at least. I just think, I mean, we have no idea what this team is going to do.
No clue.
I have no idea. Don't. Here's the thing. I have no idea if Broderick Jones is going to be a good left tackle or not. I have no idea if he's a good right tackle. I have no idea if, for instance, Troy Fontenot is ready. Is he ready to play? I mean, I have no idea about that either. So you have an offensive line that's got a lot of question marks and a lot of things that you need to figure out. And then, on top of that, you've got a quarterback situation that I just don't know how anybody can be definitively saying, well, this guy's going to be really good or that guy's going to be really good and all that other stuff. Because to me, Russ Wilson was okay last year, terrible the year before. He really hasn't been that guy for like 3 or 4 years. Justin Fields has never been that guy. So when you look at these two guys that are that your quarterbacks, you say to yourself, well, okay, I think that one has a lot of talent and the other one has proven, you know, that he can play at a pretty high level at times. But we have to see it. That's the big thing. So when you look at the the offense, which we just went over, I mean, city limits, it could be a big upgrade over last year, or it could be terrible.
And that's why I kind of want the young guys just to play, work out the kinks early on in the season, especially because the schedule is much more favorable in the beginning part of the season than later.
Yeah.
So why not give them the opportunity to just go out there and try to prove it and learn and get the camaraderie down in game action right now, compared to, let's say, for example, because we know Dan Moore's not going to be here next year. Everybody knows that. Just put Broderick Jones at left. Just get it over with. Put Troy Faltanu at right. Let them work it out. Same thing with Mason, Zach Frazier, rather, at center. Mason McCormick eventually is going to be a starting guard, probably replacing James Daniels. So you don't do it when you're panicking in the middle of the season because, oh, Dan Moore's getting blown up over there at left tackle. Well, let's change it up now. And then here comes Myles Garrett rushing from the outside. Here comes the guys from Baltimore rushing from the outside. Here comes Trey Hendrickson in that meaty portion of the schedule once you get into the middle portion of November and end of December. Just do it now.
Yeah. Well,
let him play.
Their view is if he's not ready, they've got winnable games early. You know what I mean?
But that's part of the reason why I think they should go out there, because they are winnable games.
But that's the point. They want to make sure they win them. And I think that that's going to be the sticking point, is because the bottom line is if Dan Moore Jr. is still better than these guys, then that's probably a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
But
they're also probably giving
them. If he's more ready to play right now, I don't know. I go back and forth with it because, like I said, they brought in Broderick Jones, what, about 4 or 5 games into the season last year?
Yeah.
And it seemed to work for a little bit. I don't know that he was great. I think a lot of people were more enamored with him because he was a first-round pick than what his performance actually was.
And that he was better than Okorafor and Dan Moore
right,
at the time.
Which, by the way, did you see Chooks making the national film the other night by having three pre-snap penalties in a row, one including one that wiped a touchdown off.
Yes, and this is what the ref said about it.
Illegal formation. Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield. It's a 5-yard penalty. There is no score. We'll replay second down.
We talked about this yesterday. When the ref is roasting you, you know you have considerable problems.
Right. He's tired of calling your number, basically, is what that is. I mean, at the end of the day. But anyway, Chooks. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They really have to figure this offensive line out before anything else gets figured out. I mean, it's pretty clear your interior guys, Siamolo and Daniels and Zach Frazier, it's pretty clear those three are cemented in those three positions. But the tackle spot is pretty important, I would say.
Yeah, important.
I would say that you want to try and figure out who it is. And it seems, you know, Troy Faltanu is actually, I think, how you say it. It's him and Broderick Jones are the two guys that you drafted to be that guy. So I actually agree with you that if that's the way it's going to go, then just put those two out there and be done with it. By the same token, By the same token, I just feel like it's important to note that when it comes down to all of these things, it's important to note that they've got to figure this out in a big way.
And you also have to figure it out because you need to provide the best protection possible for Russell Wilson and or Justin Fields.
Right.
And it's going to be Russell Wilson to start. And we saw how poor that offensive line played in the preseason. And I don't want to overreact to that because it's the preseason.
Right.
And we know what we've done in the past overreacting to the preseason. But in the same token, in the same sentence, Russell Wilson is not the type of mobile guy that Justin Fields is with potentially that bad offensive line. I think they're going to be good, but if they play like they did in the preseason.
Right.
To the point where he's not going to be able to scramble and be as effective as he was when he was 25, 26, 27-year-old Russell Wilson going to Super Bowls.
Right.
He's not as mobile as before. He's not as much of a, not running quarterback, but a scrambling quarterback who can create outside the pocket. He's more of a pocket passer now. He can still move, but not as effectively. And that's why the offensive line has to be stabilized, whatever the best combination is.
So, well, they're going to cut 29 more guys today.
Right.
So, here's the big question, though. And again, you want to have your offensive line stable, especially a quarterback like Russ Wilson who takes a lot of sacks. You know what I mean? But my thing with this offense is I think everybody assumes it's going to be better. I hear this a lot. Oh, well, they got a better offensive coordinator. They got a better quarterback. They got this. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, in theory, I could see that. But I still can't get out of my head the vision of this. I don't know who the second receiver is that's a legitimate threat to scare anybody out there on defense. I'm not sure what the tackle situation is.
Right.
I don't know what Russ has left in the tank. So, yeah, in theory, when you write it on paper, it looks like, well, it's better. They're better. No question they're better. But then you actually have to go out and do it, and it gets to a point where you're like, are they better? I don't know.
Another side note to that, I'm surprised Pat Freiermuth has not received an extension by now,
right,
or at least one that's been announced.
If he doesn't get one there the next week.
That's a little fascinating note.
Yeah. If he doesn't get one in the next week, it means he's going to go into the season and not have one.
Not have a deal. Or Cam Hayward.
As for yesterday, Kenadre Thomas, Marquise Spencer, Kiava Tezeno, Tyler Beach and Devery Hamilton, and Dejon Edwards and Jacob Copeland and TJ Luther. Now they got 29 more guys to cut off the roster.
The weird thing about it, Paul, is we've seen it in previous years where Jalen Warren, for example, somebody has jumped off the page,
right,
and is made a significant impact during a preseason game to earn a roster spot. Who is that guy this year?
I don't think there is one.
Des Fitzpatrick may be the only one, and it's because the wide receiver room is so thin. He made a couple plays
in
the Lions game.
I would say it's probably 50-50 that he makes it, right?
And he's probably gone. If they trade for Brandon Ayuk, he's gone. I still think they are acting under the caveat that they're going to add a wide receiver. So Des Fitzpatrick, when it's all said and done, will probably make the roster today, but will he be dressed in Atlanta?
There you go. The Texans. See, this is the other thing we've got to continue to watch.
The trade market.
Or just the Texans cut C.J. Henderson, the cornerback who was the ninth pick overall.
Really?
The ninth overall pick of the 2020 draft.
From Florida.
C.J. Henderson has been cut by the Texans. Because that's the other part of it. It was funny. And this is what happens. There was a player from Pitt. I won't mention his name, but anyway, there was a player from Pitt who initially the day of cutdowns made the roster. I sent him a nice congratulatory text, and yeah, because back then I was covering Pitt. It's like, yeah, congratulations, great job, blah 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 blah. 24 hours later, he was cut when they signed somebody off of somebody else's waiver wire.
Yeah.
And so just because you make the team today, it doesn't mean you're still going to be on the team tomorrow.
Not at all.
Like, I would say this. If you're one of those guys at the bottom of the roster, and you know who you are, You probably should wait till about Monday or Tuesday to start feeling a little bit comfortable that, okay, I've actually made the team.
Because they're going to make a couple moves. They do it every year. Do. Every team does it just about.
You know, I mean, all day long so far, Adam Schefter has been tweeting out guys that are, you know, guys that have a name recognition or former first round picks or whatever. And so those things happen. Jimmy Morrissey was a Pitt guy, right?
Yeah.
The Giants cut Jimmy Morrissey, signed with the practice squad. Apparently he'll sign with the practice squad. So, but my thing is, that's what's so intriguing about today. It's not necessarily even about who the Steelers cut, because we kind of know who they're, you know, who's going to make the team, who's going to cut. To me, it's all the names that are cut from all these other teams and how they might fit, you know, if the Steelers were to go out and try and get them.
Yeah, does a Robert Woods get cut with the Texans? Or does a John Metchie get traded from Houston? That's kind of the wide receiver room that I'm looking at right now if the Steelers end up making a move.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. And then, of course, there's still the Brandon Ayuk thing still out there. I mean,
I thought we were supposed to have an answer with that sometime this week.
I'm just saying.
Or last
week. That's still out there.
Or the week before that.
Right. Oh, Terrell Edmonds got cut.
He did, yeah. Would you bring him back?
No.
I don't know where he'd play.
These back to the future hires. We don't need these back to the future hires. You know?
Like everyone that was clamoring for Juju to return over the last couple of weeks.
I'm just saying, yes. These things now are coming, you know, every rapid fire. Who's getting cut from all these teams?
The 49ers waived punter Presley Harvin III.
Another former Steeler.
Yep.
I bet you we could go around between all the teams cutting guys. How many of them are former Steelers?
Giants release Miles Boykin, but want to bring him back to their practice squad. Remember Miles Boykin?
Yeah, Miles
Wide
Boykin,
receiver.
Another former Steelers. Wait, Allen Robinson, isn't he a former Steeler?
He played on the team last year, yeah.
He was invisible
at times, but he was on the team.
He just got cut as well. So we are fully into the whole time to cut down the rosters. But I think what the Steelers are going to do is try and figure out the best they can do to get the guys that that can help them. So I think even once they announce their 53-man roster, it could change in a few days as they start to bring in some other guys or make some trades or whatever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.